In today's episode of CCO Podcast, we are asking the question, should you even be an entrepreneur? I know that might sound heavy. It might sound like it's a negative approach, but trust me, that's not where we're going. We want you to be asking yourself this serious question because there's a lot to being successful as an entrepreneur. That's what we're discussing in today's episode. So we'll see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now. But you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of CCO Club Podcast. I am here with one of my sidekicks, my girl, Maikia Johnson, one of the other co-founders of this fantastic organization. And we are talking about some things that we've been talking about. We're talking about, should you even be an entrepreneur? That might come across like right off the bat as negative, but it's really not. It's here to really be a blessing to some of you guys. Make sure that if you haven't done so yet, that you go to CCOClub.com. That's CCOClub.com. So you can join. We're looking for some of the early folks that understand the vision. See the vision, because it's all written there. You know, the Bible talks about writing the vision and making it plain. So that's what we have done, because we want to help you guys do what you have to do with your business. And we have some things that we're going to talk about at the end that we are doing, and that's going to be coming up for us really quickly. But we'll talk about that at the end. So the question that we're asking is, should you even be an entrepreneur? Kia, welcome to the show. First of all, welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody.
Glad to have you rocking with me today. You guys, Kia was about to do something else. I was like, come on and do this podcast with me real quick. So I'm going to try to grab her as often as I can to be able to hang out with us today. But Kia, you and I have been talking about this, should you even be an entrepreneur, for the last couple of weeks. And I thought that it was a good podcast topic to bring on so that people can hear our hearts and understand where we are coming from. So the question is, should you even be an entrepreneur? What say you?
So I would say follow your instinct, follow your heart, because I believe, and this is just me, I believe that ambition is something that's kind of built in and you can't ignore it, right? There are some people who dream, right? You dream like, oh yeah, I wish one day I could start a business. I wish one day I could be this rich, right? And then there's people who are ambitious, and they're going to chase that dream. They're going to do whatever it takes. You know, they're going to jump through those hoops. They're going to go through those hard times. So I would say be an entrepreneur if you got the ambition, because the stamina is there. But if you don't think you have the stamina, if stability is important to you, stability is important to you? Yeah. It might not be the route you want to take. It's probably something you want to do way later in life, if ever.
So I think that was a nice way to saying it. You were like, if you're ambitious, that ain't what we said when we was off the air. I'm just going to put it out, y'all. She's trying to talk real nice to y'all right now. I'm going to say no. Hey, I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out on this. I'm going to say no. And so let me back up to what you said, because at first you said, follow your heart. And then you said, you know, if you have the ambition. So here's the challenge that I have with that is that, first of all, there's emotion embedded in that, right? There is emotion embedded in that, and making an emotional decision to be an entrepreneur, I'm telling you guys, it won't pay the bills. My Lord, that'll preach to somebody right there. Emotions do not pay the bills, because as I always say, my bills do not know my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They don't know Jesus, and they come whether we want them or not, right? And so that emotional thing, like, because you can get tied up, Kia, right? When you're listening to gurus telling you how they, you know, went from rags to riches, and how they, now they're here and they done did the hard stuff. And I'm not even saying that what they're saying is not true. I'm saying that you can paint this picture that seems a little bit more rosy than being a real entrepreneur is. And you can get into an emotional decision about it and end up in the wrong place. That's what I'm saying. So, go ahead. Argue with me on this.
Let me say this. When I said follow your heart, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So there is, like, when I say follow your heart has to be filled with ambition. It has to be, because as an entrepreneur, right, from a perspective of what that road is ahead, your starting place, like, the average person is not filthy rich. They don't have all this capital. Just know you will probably end up homeless. Just know you probably will end up. But your ambition is going to override that. I was building my business from my best friend's couch. And from what right. I remember, Tyler Perry went homeless. Let's keep it a buck. But it was ambition. That's why I'm like, there is an emotional aspect to it, because you strongly believe I'm going to do this. But an ambitious person is going to strategize and solve the problem. They learn from mistakes. So there is that drive, because you have to have ambition to get through that. So I'm not standing in that without it.
I'm not disagreeing with your word. I'm trying to quantify and qualify your word of ambition, because I think that means different things to different people. Right. And I think that's where the challenge is, because I don't think anyone would want to that would consider themselves wanting to be an entrepreneur or is an entrepreneur would say, I'm not ambitious. Right. Because you've done some things in your life, you've made some things happen in your life. All that stuff means that you had to be ambitious in some sort of way. So I think that I'm trying to, again, quantify and qualify that word, because it can have a very loaded meaning, because when someone has to face being homeless, will they be ambitious? And see, I don't even want to say ambitious, because certain things may require a pivot, right? Like, you might have to pivot and go back to work. You might have to pivot and leave your house. You might have to pivot and sell your car. Not everybody wants to risk everything that way. So I'm saying go deeper on what that word ambitious means. Yes. So that you see what I'm saying? So that it can be more clear to people.
So, like, I will say it like this. It's a different level of ambition that happens in entrepreneurship, right? So we read the book Minimalist Entrepreneur, which I can't remember the author name right now, but he's the same guy who founded Gumroad, right? Mm-hmm. And what he said was he raised all his capital, millions of dollars, the first venture, and he lost it all, right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm painting a picture here is that they're going to get back up, learn from it, and do it again. They're going to go back and take that same risk, but with a different level of wisdom. So they're not going to tap out. They don't tap out at I lost the car. They don't tap out at I lost $1 million. They don't tap out at I had to go live on my friend's couch or I had to sleep in my car. They don't tap out right there. So if you don't have that stamina, which that stamina comes by the drive of the ambition that you have to, okay, I got knocked down, I'm going to get back up. Because the assumption, and I'm going to just say this because it's a little bit of a side note, this assumption that it's always going to be a comfortable place. Understand me, I had clients that came to me after they lost $1 million. And right. That's what they had. So I want you to know that as an entrepreneur, you can walk in a game with all the capital in the world. That don't mean you're going to win.
Right.
We just saw, right. we get notices all the time of companies shutting down of very promising looking products, right? Services, platforms, shut down because yeah. The risk of the game. But honestly, that is a part of the game.
Right.
Nobody's above that.
So I heard you say ambition, and then you said another word in there. It was stamina, right? Because those things obviously have to be a part of making this thing work, right? You have to have that stick-to-itiveness, right? You have to have that grit to say that, okay, even if I have to pivot for a second, even if I have to do this, I'm not going to quit. That didn't work. I'm going to keep going. I remember Mark Cuban, he still owns the Dallas Mavericks basketball team, but he sold a majority ownership of it, wanted to do some other things. But I mean, he said his first several businesses failed, right? And that's what ends up happening is most of the time it's failure that actually leads to success because you have this something in your heart, to do it. And I think that's what we're talking about. And I think that if someone is that like you're the serialpreneur where you are only turned up or you're only doing it through the start, because the start is always the sexiest part. The start is always the sexiest part. It's always the part where, oh, it feel good, it's new, it's shiny. You talking about you doing it. But when the sexiness wear off and the money is not made and the things are not happening, you're ready to go another route. Right. And so speak to those people who might have, I like to call it shiny object syndrome, or, you know, or starter syndrome, launch syndrome, where that you do the start, but you don't have the follow through. Maybe that's the word, Kia, follow through. Maybe that's the word.
It is. I mean, it's a combination of words because honestly, Dr. T, we've seen different scenarios, right? You have people who have ideas and they start them and don't ever really truly launch, right? That's what you have the ones who start, launch, get their first customer happy. That was their level of success. But, you know, at the same time, they'll keep their day job, you know?
Right.
What I'm saying to you is technically entrepreneurship is riddled. And there's a success bar that you're going to set for yourself. But if I can't say anything else, a business is not a business if it doesn't have revenue.
That'll preach right there.
So you're legally incorporated. You're legally incorporated. You may have a website. You may have all these things set up, but there's no revenue. Is that a business? It's a shell. It's a shell.
That's going to set somebody free right there.
So if you're sitting on a shell and you're not figuring out ways to move it, are you an entrepreneur?
That's so good. And I think that that's a very fair and real question statement, because it, again, it's the sexy part that people fall in love with, right? Saying it, doing it. But the reality is if you got to make the sales to be a business, you have to make the sales. And speaking of that, this was the other thing that I wanted to lean into really quickly, is that what a lot of people don't know, this might set somebody free right here, Kia, is that most entrepreneurs that's doing a thing are still broke. That might set somebody free right there. And watch this. I remember one of the ladies that I interviewed here on the podcast, and she was talking about, you know, they had this business, and one of her friends was like, oh, you guys are raking in the money. First of all, they weren't raking in the money. People that are entrepreneurs that you think are still making multiple millions of dollars, they may be making multiple millions, but they're spending more than the multiple. Right? Just to keep things afloat. They still don't have the capital laying around to go purchase something else, right? They don't have they can't, like, we always talk about, like, We want to be able to purchase this company or purchase that company. But if you don't even have the capital from the business to even do that, you're still operating in this place of broke. Most entrepreneurs, especially female entrepreneurs, we are still broke, even if we look like we're making money. What do you say about that?
I'm going to say a lot. let me lay this out. And it was a very interesting conversation because I was having a conversation with a young lady and we was talking about capital. And I kept using the word. She had no idea what it meant. And her synopsis, I was saying that's called capital, because she kept saying, she was like, yeah, you know, you need a little bit of money to get started. You need money to do this. And I said, yep, it's called capital. And I said, so let me just break down what capital is so people can understand why entrepreneurs are always in need of capital. There are stages to business.
Right.
Stage one is just you. Typically, it's just you and maybe you and one other person. And you're making money. And this is where a lot of them look at that storyline and it gets stuck right there. But if it's just you and one other person, if something happens to one of you, that business dies. If it's just you, it definitely dies out.
Right.
So what you normally see is entrepreneurs are always reinvesting and trying to create a system.
Right.
Now, I'm going to explain systems because most people's head goes to technology. It's not. In the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he has the four quadrants. Don't ask me off the top of my head because I take in a lot of information, so it's hard for me to spew it back out without referencing in front of me. And since you just pulled me in, I don't have it. But he mentioned about McDonald's. There was the McDonald's scenario. It's a systematic situation where I can set up a business and I don't have to show up in it every day for it to run. That's what's costing entrepreneurs money.
Mm-hmm.
Because in your early stages, you always have to show up. You're the sales, you're the marketing, you're the fulfillment, right? You're the customer service, you're all of those things. And just to replace you in those different departments, in those different areas, it's costing you at minimum personnel.
Right.
Right. So every time you need to take on a new personnel, you need money. Now, this is the catch. And I love this. What comes first? The chicken or the egg? Reality is you can bring the personnel in. And I'm going to say that's the chicken, right? To produce the, help produce the egg to bring in more sales. But it depends, because if there's no sales, you can't keep the personnel.
Right.
So you in this cycle, and that's typically where you start to see successful situations not be so successful anymore. Because when you need to grow it, when it outgrows you, or if you need more personnel to the point that to get to another level, you got to have that upfront capital. Nobody's coming to work for you for free.
Right.
And you want to get paid every 2 weeks at minimum, right? So these are things that when we talk about capital as entrepreneurs, it's usually somewhere around expansion. And here we go. You make enough revenue for expansion. No, you do not. Because expansion looks different by each company. Most times, technology is your cheapest way to expansion. But guess what? Most entrepreneurs do not know technology.
Right.
Or how to utilize it. So you don't plan for that. You plan for a traditional system like McDonald's, right? I need a building. I need this, I need that. And your capital is rising. So leveraging technology, which we're going to get into, something people don't want to learn. They don't want to sit down and figure it out, which helps you kind of alleviate the personnel or that expansion cost, which is another ball game altogether. And I'm probably talking over some of y'all heads. But at the end of the day, this is why entrepreneurs need money, because it costs more money to expand than you think. It's very affordable to get started. You get started by filing with your state and going out there and making your first sale. I don't care what you're selling.
Right.
But You got to start expanding. As soon as you need inventory, as soon as you need a building, as soon as you need a personnel, now you have an extra expense.
Right.
And you got to have enough revenue to maintain that expense. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And I love how you've given a thorough like overview of just some of the things. Now, just off the top of your head, just some of the things that are necessary. I know I have been guilty of trying to expand too fast. It's actually an Achilles heel of people who are thinkers and visionaries. Like that's why I think sometimes God don't allow us to see the whole vision. Even what we do see, we're trying to go way down the street because we can see it, right? And because you can see down the street, a little ways, it's like, okay, and then we want it to be this, we want it to be this, we want it to be this. You know, I mean, we're talking about our channels that we want to do, but we know we got to wait till we get there. Like we definitely have to wait some time for that. And so I think that that's a hard part for entrepreneurs, is that you could have a vision of where you want to go and you're trying to get there absolutely too fast and you're not considering the capital. I think the other thing with that is when we're asking the question of should you be an entrepreneur, is if you don't have money or a way to make money, being an entrepreneur is a dumb idea. I said it, deal with it. It is a dumb idea because it's going to take, you either got to spend your money or your time. And most time you got to spend a combination of both. And so deciding like, well, I'm gonna just, you know, start my own thing and you don't have anything. Because here's what I've learned dealing with folks up to today like this, is that as my mom told me a long time ago, God rest her soul, she said, you know, we have champagne taste on a beer budget. Right. We have this very expensive taste and we go out there and we're looking at different sites and different things and different software and different everything that we want. But we don't actually have the money and we're struggling to pay. Here's the thing. Good information that's going to cut off real time for you. You got to pay for it. You literally have to pay for it. The real information that's really can shave off a year, easy. Year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. It's by someone telling you that's not going to sell. That's not going to work. And here's why. Did you think about this? Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do any market research? Did you test this? Did you do that? Because we've seen enough, right? And we're not trying to say we've seen everything, but we've seen enough to know like that right there. And what you're saying with your ideas, that doesn't even resonate with me. And I do this. So that's what we're talking about. We're saying, should you even be an entrepreneur? Because there is the thinking that Kia started out with saying that's involved with it. You know, do you have the grit? Do you have the stamina? Do you have the desire? Do you have the ambition, right? Do you have those types of things? And then we talked about the fact that many entrepreneurs, even the ones that are making money, are actually on paper broke. Because they don't have enough, you know, that's sitting around to be able to do some of the things that they want to do. And then what we'll start doing is, you know, our community, we're going to show you that we're making money. We're going to spend the money. We're going to go act like we're taking private jets everywhere and doing all that type of stuff. But we can't really afford to turn up our ad budget. That's what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. I think you mentioned to me before. People out here spending what, 350 grand on ads monthly. You know, you gotta really think about how big an ad budget really is.
Right.
Some kind of sum up what you said, I wanted to throw a word out there, which is huge, and this is what you do for a living, is what I do a lot, right? Is strategy.
Strategy.
Like what you're talking about is strategy. Like, so I'm just to sum it up, like, it's not the reason why you have to have ambition and stamina. To me, is because what happens is every time you learn from a failure and every time you go through those roads, you gain a piece of wisdom.
Yeah.
And you're going to revamp what your strategy. And every piece of information, you begin to realize how important information is.
Yeah.
Like you just said, you're going to pay top dollar to get information that's going to help you save the year. But honestly, new entrepreneurs don't value that. They have no idea why to value that.
Right.
Not until you failed and got back up. You're like, no, I can do this. And you realize like, nope, I need a strategy. Why? Because the way I played the game, when I went this way last time, I failed. Or when I did it this way, I failed. You're learning. So the failure matters. I don't want to take it away. The failure matters. But what you're talking about right now is a lack of strategy. And honestly, strategy, and I wanted to say that because what when you were talking, I'm like, I don't want people to feel like when you're talking to a consultant or coach or strategist, that they're shooting down your idea. Because we've seen situations or stories where somebody's idea was great, and because of the way it was presented, it didn't seem like it's going anywhere. That's because the strategy didn't make sense against revenue.
Right.
When you make a revenue-driven strategy, then people will hear you. And that's something you can execute. Not saying it won't come without challenges, but you have a better chance because you can see the money. And other people who see it can see the money in it. They can see like, okay, this is a strategy. It may not be a product I'm familiar with, but based off of your numbers and your research and your approach to the way you're bringing this to market, that strategy just might work.
Right, right. And you know, prior to us getting on this, to record this podcast, I actually was talking to another young lady who is another one of our insiders. And she signed up and it was like, you know, well, what before she was asking, well, what are some of the things you do? I said, this here. I said, I charge $1,000 a month, 3 months up front to coach. And I said, but you can come into CCO. And because we are in the collab, this is what it is that we do. You can get this, you can ask these kind of questions, the strategy type questions to help you shave off so much time in your business. And that's one of the most profound reasons why we have put our community together, because we want those people that are thinking about, should I even be an entrepreneur, to have a place to go, right, Kia? To have a place to go so they can get solid information where you're not paying that these top-notch prices, but you can still get that top-notch information. And we were just, again, before this call, you guys were being transparent. Kia and I were deciding what we were going to do in CCO for our new folks that are coming in. And she had outlined a curriculum. And I said, you know what? I feel like we might need to save that. And we were talking about it and we came up with what we're going to do. And it's 4 weeks to launch or 4 weeks to profit. That's what we're doing inside of CCO. So that we're helping the folks that are coming in that want to launch. In 4 weeks, you want to get that idea off the ground. Boom, you can do it. If you want 4 weeks to profit, you can do it. And here's the thing. I could write that same course and charge $1,000 a person for it. Absolutely. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. Because I know my worth and my value, right? And we are doing it for those who are coming in as an insider, absolutely free, because they are coming in as an insider. So Kia, I want you to end with telling them really, really briefly about I've already told them one of the reasons why it's important to be an insider, but give them a little bit of information on how they can get to becoming an insider.
Okay. Well, before I get to that, I just want to say to you, everyone who is listening, it's so important to not think that you can strategize alone. No one who hires a strategist or a consultant is dumb. Right, they're not. They can be highly intelligent.
Absolutely,
it's about perspectives. Right, it's about running against the wall. A lot of things I can do by myself, but I still run it by Dr. T. I still run it by Toya. I still run it by Latoya. I still do that because we talking from different perspectives. When you're trying to reach your audience, it's so important. And a lot of times you're running around building this business and no one else has looked at it. No one else has told you the truth. One statement I absolutely cannot stand and grinds my gears, but I want to help so many people understand this. The business is not about you. It's never been about you.
Amen.
It will never be about you. It's always about the target audience. It's always about what they want. It's always about what they need. So you got to put personal preferences to the side. Color and fun and my person, no, it doesn't matter, because to be honest with you, what sells matters. what works matters. Trust me, these companies and these giants that make it where they are, they're doing what works, not what they care about, but what works. I don't know what Mark Zuckerberg's favorite color is, but I do know he settled on blue because psychologically it works. And according to the movie Social Media, his mentor said, you know, I forgot what he had the name is. He said, just call it Facebook. It's just better, right? So they doing what works, and that's the point. So CCO Club is created for that atmosphere. It's created for you to talk to other people, run those ideas, test out what it is that you're doing. Let someone hear that sales script. See if you can sell them before you start talking to people in person. Seeing if your strategy is right. You know, so I want us to get out of these ideas that we can't talk to other people because of NDA or my things are so precious. This game is so hard. I can lay my whole agenda blueprint out to you, and you going to need stamina, money, and my experience to pull it off.
That's right.
And that's reality. So we got to learn how to band together. And that's what the club is all about. Banding together, combining expertise and resources, being able to be effective in the marketplace. You're not going to be a master at everything. You're not. But if you are not a master marketer, if someone in the club is a master marketer, talk to the master marketer. What are you doing? Like, you don't have the experience of doing it, right? And that's a learning curve. So that's why we created it. We made it affordable. We know how hard it is to get capital. We know how hard it is to be able to achieve all these things with limited resources. So we wanted to make it where it's simple, not just because we trying to sell people club memberships. We don't honestly profit in full off of the work and stuff we pour into it. But reality is, we have to build a network. We need the same strength and power in numbers, the same way you will need strength, power, and numbers. And we just willing to bring people together to do it. So utilize all the resources available in the club. We are constantly revamping it. We're constantly bringing in new stuff. And when I say new stuff right now, we're kicking off with strategy programs, just getting people, businesses prepared, right, to go back onto the market or go on the market for the first time. But we're also bringing in tools to make this stuff much easier, and just a lot of other things that allows you to really, really see profits and grow to where you want to be. You're not having to do it alone.
That's what our goal is, to not have to do this thing alone. So you guys, make sure you visit CCOClub.com. It's also in the notes. It'll lead you right over there. You want to get in on our insider, because once we hit the number that we're looking for, we're going to close it. And that price that it is, we're not bringing it back up for that. These are just the initial folks that believe in what it is we're doing, because we are always going to be stronger together. And I pray that there was something that we said today that stuck with you. If you have a sister friend that you think would benefit from this episode, make sure that you send it to them, because you know, the more people that we have that are listening to us, downloading us, following us, the more this message can spread. Because I know at the end of the day, we want to be about our Father's business. And we hope to see you over in CCO Club, because you deserve to be an entrepreneur. If you decide that you want to jump into this game, we want to be there with you. So you guys, take care and God bless you. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.